This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today is the first day of summer, the perfect time to cool off with a frozen treat. In New York and here in Southern California, there's one that's kicked up quite a stir. It's called Pinkberry. The soft serve treat is wildly popular, so popular some people call it crackberry, even though nobody seems to know exactly what's in it. NPR's Alex Cohen reports.
Pinkberry is a far cry from 31 flavors. There are just two choices here, green tea and original, which tastes a lot like plain yogurt with a bit of a tang to it.
Original? Okay, what topping would you like?
At a store in LA's Koreatown, customers top their orders with fresh fruit, cookies, or sweetened cereals like Fruity Pebbles. Pinkberry spokesperson, Heather Wilson.
The idea was you could really tailor it to make it your own, and that's, I believe, why there's such a line here for it.
Despite the prices, a large green tea with three toppings costs nearly $10. People were lined up to get their frozen fix. Shortly after the first store opened 2 years ago, Pinkberry became a hit. Californians flocked to it, celebrities raved about it. The frosty treat earned nicknames like frozen heroin and crackberry.
Sorry, ice cream, I'm dreaming of a different dessert.
It even inspired a rapper named Lady Tigra.
It doesn't feel like I'm cheating when I'm eating it, because it's healthy. I feel better already.
Doesn't feel like cheating when I'm eating it because it's healthy. Such claims carry a lot of weight in image-conscious LA, but are they true? Attorney Mary Glarum is representing a guy who's suing Pinkberry for not disclosing their ingredients to the public.
The concern is that it doesn't have the health benefits that they've led people to believe that it does have, and that is one of the reasons why we brought the lawsuit.
On her desk, Exhibit A, an empty Pinkberry container.
This is actually a cup that we got before we filed the lawsuit at a Pinkberry location, and it clearly says on here, all natural, non-fat frozen yogurt.
How can customers be sure it's all natural if they don't even know what's in it, Glarum argues. She says her client doesn't want any money. He just wants to know what Pinkberry is and if it's really frozen yogurt.
It's not frozen yogurt. It's not a dairy product in the eyes of California law.
Steve Lyle is with the California Department of Food and Agriculture, an agency that's been on Pinkberry's case for months.
The rule that's at the center of the Pinkberry case is that frozen yogurt be manufactured in a state-licensed and state-inspected facility and delivered in a semi-frozen state to the retail establishment. That is not occurring currently with Pinkberry.
We're working with the state to sort that out.
Back at the Pinkberry store, spokesperson Heather Wilson says they now have plans to open a central off-site processing plant so that they can call their product frozen yogurt. In the meantime, they've taken the words frozen yogurt off their cups, and that catchy little jingle is now pretty much an instrumental. Today, the LA Times reported results from a lab in Oregon where they sent some Pinkberry. Turns out it does contain healthy bacteria cultures contained in yogurt. But as long as the chain keeps mum about the ingredients, all sorts of speculation about Pinkberry will likely continue online. There's been talk of a mysterious powder being added to the mix, rumors that Pinkberry is actually a generic brand of supermarket yogurt, frozen, whipped, and swirled. I put the question to Heather Wilson.
What exactly is Pinkberry? What's in it?
Well, it's made with yogurt and milk and other flavorings, and there is some sugar in it. So that's what it is. It's a frozen dessert with yogurt in it.
And it's a frozen dessert with yogurt in it that is selling incredibly well, with plans for nearly 24 new stores to open soon. It looks like the only thing that might put a chill on Pinkberry sales now is competition. In recent months, copycat stores with names like Snowberry, Kiwiberry, and Roseberry have started popping up throughout Los Angeles. Alex Cohen, NPR News.